Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here with us on this first Friday of June. Arts events abound. Several cities observe first Friday art walks and similar events most of in most months. June has a flavor all its own because this is the month that arts really move outdoors for the summer. Outdoor plays, outdoor concerts, outdoor movies, you name it. Our First Friday Arts segment is a complement to the arts scene. We invite people from around the region to call with information on arts events for the coming month. The number, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. The lines do fill up pretty fast, but we try to roll them over as fast as possible. So if you get a busy signal, keep trying, 800-838-3760. We begin with Wade in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, thank you, Jeffrey.
Hi, what you got going on?
Well, we got tonight, it's getting so hot, I just want to point out that we do have AC at the theater.
And, which theater is this now?
This is Barnstormers Theater on 112 Evelyn in Grants Pass,
okay.
Oregon. And we have Gene Burnett, actually a singer-songwriter from your area, playing tonight in an acoustic, intimate setting at our theater. Just Gene Burnett playing his songs and talking about the stories behind the songs. It's real exciting, real intimate, and something not to be missed. And it's not hot because we have the AC going.
Okay, Gene Burnett.
Yeah.
And what else you got?
I also got The Outsiders, the classic S.E. Hinton play, opening next Friday on June 10th at 7:30.
There's a whole generation of people who remember reading that book in junior high school and middle school.
Yeah, and our director is super passionate about it. We've got high school students that are super excited. They're jazzed about recreating this classic.
Okay, so Gene Burnett, tonight you said?
That's tonight, yeah. It's $10, and the show starts at 7:30.
And The Outsiders opens when?
June 10th.
June 10th, next Friday. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass. What's the address again?
112 Northeast Evelyn.
Okay, Wade, thanks for calling us today on First Friday Arts. Let's move along to Bob and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Sure. What you got going on?
Okay, I'm a landscape photographer, and I work in an unusual medium of hand-colored photography.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way of putting color onto black and white photos to make them look sort of real and make them look sort of unreal. So I have a show called Among Trees that is large hand-colored photos. The biggest ones are 7 feet tall and 2 feet wide. Sometimes portraits of individual trees. And it's going to be at in Eugene, in downtown Eugene, that's 100 East Broadway, during the month of June. And it will be a stop on tonight's First Friday Art Walk downtown.
And the venue is called In Eugene?
In Eugene. It's a real estate office.
Okay, got it. All right. So is it interesting, the hand coloring? This sounds like a really painstaking process, even if it is on a large format the way you do it.
It is a little painstaking, but it's also really rewarding. it has a deep tradition, actually, in the West. Fred Kaiser there in southern Oregon used to work on the shore of Crater Lake, and he did an awful lot of hand-colored pictures.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is in Eugene, and it'll be one of the stops on First Friday Art Walk tonight.
That's right.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Good to hear from you, Bob.
Thank you.
Here's Bobby in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange in our First Friday Arts segment. Bobby, you there?
Hello, you cut it. Hello, Jeffrey?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is Bobby Townsend. Emily and Jeffrey, good morning. I'm here to talk about this weekend's Southern Oregon Grape Fair. I'm calling with the Talent Arts and Cultural Foundation. We're sponsoring, along with Talent Chamber and the Public Arts Committee, a Southern Oregon Paint Out. It's one of the outdoor painting competitions. It starts Saturday, June 4th, at Pascal Winery. And the artists come in at 8 a.m. They have 6 hours to complete their paintings, and the completed paintings will be on display there at Pascal from 3 to 5:30. And then the paint-out will continue at the Southern Oregon Grape Fair on Sunday from the Grape Fair is 12 to 6 p.m. with live music and other arts events. And the artists come in again in the morning at 8 a.m., and they bring their paintings in by 2:30, which there'll be a juried competition. The artist awards are almost $1,000 in awards. There's a $500 first place sponsored by the Arts and Cultural Foundation and Talent Chamber working to support the arts with this live outdoor painting competition.
All right, so the painting goes on Saturday at Pascal. Is that right?
At Pascal. And so at Pascal, they've got 6 hours to paint scenes from anywhere there on the winery grounds. And then on Sunday, folks who can't make it to the Saturday competition can come in and compete as well Sunday at the Great Fair and paint either at the Great Fair, or they can find another, there's been some downtown, any outdoor painting is part of that competition.
So,
and then brought into the Great Fair by 2:30. But any information is available on the Southern Oregon SOArtistsWorkshop.com, SOArtistsWorkshop.com, or the Southern Oregon Great Fair.com. Both places will get you all the information you need to participate in the paint out this weekend.
Okay, and what other sorts of events do you have going on at the Great Fair for the folks who don't know that?
Well, we've got live music from 12 to 6. I think Inger and Jeff, a little bit later in your program, will talk a little bit more about the musicians at the Great Fair. But we've got the art of winemaking. We have 17 wineries. We actually did the juried competition for the winemakers yesterday at Eatvale Winery. So we'll be unveiling the winners of the juried wine competition, as well as the People's Choice Award. And there is music and dancing and winemaking and food, as well as all kinds of talent activities.
Okay, sounds great. Bobby, appreciate the briefing on the Southern Oregon Grape Fair and the Southern Oregon Paint Out Saturday and Sunday in Talent and at Pascal Winery. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to let the region know about the arts events you've got coming up around the region. June, of course, a big month as things move outdoors. Shakespeare Festival opens up its outdoor plays in Ashland. Shows on the Brit Hillside begin on June 18th. Or is that 16th? 16th. I've got to make my numbers bigger. Bob Dylan and Mavis Staples, for example, at the Cuthbert Amphitheater coming up next Tuesday in Eugene. Music on the Half Shell at Stewart Park in Roseburg starting June 21st. Big month for arts events. What's going on in your town that you want to tell the world about? 800-838-3760 to be part of First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760. Several phone lines open now. And here's Daniel in Ashland. Welcome to First Friday Arts.
Hey, how are you doing, Jeffrey?
Doing well. Yourself?
Great, thank you. Well, I'm thrilled to be able to share with folks that Tatiana Ashechik is doing her graduate keyboard recital in piano and organ this evening at 7:30 at SOU Music Recital Hall on Mountain.
And apparently we have a little clip that we can run, a little bit of...
sweet.
Okay, so let's bring that up.
Sure, should I hold off?
Yeah, just a second. That's the quieter middle part of a piece that is about 10 minutes long, one of the etudes that Tatiana apparently will be playing tonight. Tell us a little bit about her and her work.
Well, I'll let also Tatiana, who's with me, share a little bit about herself. She's from Belarus, and many people who know Tatiana know that. Her mom arrived on Tuesday evening, which is a thrill, and she's the first keyboard graduate to come through the gates at SOU and is going to be playing, I think, a spectacular program, including a portion with Dr. Alexander Kutnoff, who's been a mentor and a tutor for all along.
Okay, Tatiana, are you coming on the line now?
Yes, I'm here.
So why Southern Oregon University when you come from Belarus?
When I was studying at Belarus Conservatory, Dr. Kutnoff came there, and he heard me playing, and he invited me to continue my study here.
All right. Well, best of luck. And the recital is tonight, just one night only?
Yes, only tonight at 7:30 at SOU Recital Hall.
Okay.
And it's free.
It's free. That is the most important information. All right. Thank you.
I'll come. I invite all to express my gratitude to my wonderful community of Raguali for all support they provided me for the last 6 years I have been here.
6 years. Tatiana, give us one last crack at your last name. How do you pronounce it?
Ashechik,
okay. Tatiana Ashechik tonight at 7:30 at the Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University. Thank you so much to Daniel and Tatiana for joining us here on First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. Another call here for First Friday. Teresa and Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm delighted to let everyone know about Nina Bendy, the Southern Oregon contemporary artist. She's coming in from the Portland area. She shares home both in Portland and Ashland, and she's in with her Inner Landscape show. It starts this evening, First Friday, at Shepherd's Dream, 629 A Street. And it's going to be an exciting night, Jeff. we have some interesting things we're going to have with her. The acoustic artist, the soloist Margaret Correa, will be joining us again. She was with us for the Taste of Ashland. And the newest Rogue Valley entrepreneur, Johnny Duvall, with the Good Jelly Company, he's going to do a tasting of his newest organic jelly. And we're really excited to have all this exciting things going on here in the Railroad District of Ashland.
So treats for the eyes, ears, and palate as well.
Oh, absolutely. I love to do that. That always makes fun. You want to come down, too.
Tell us again where this is.
It's 629 A Street in the Railroad District, right off 5th.
Okay.
And it's just doors down from Studio AB.
Okay, all part of First Friday Art Walk in Ashland. Thank you so much for calling, Therese. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you. 800-838-3760. If you'd like to join our First Friday Art segment, half the phone lines are still open. If you'd like to get in and mention arts events coming to your community in the coming weeks, our next First Friday will probably be July 1st, if I'm looking at the calendar correctly. So get in now. 800-838-3760 with your June events. 800-838-3760. Here's a call from Randy in Reading with the Cascade Theater. And it looks like the Hollywood. Oh, that Randy. Yes. Welcome, Randy, to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Very good. So I guess I'll put my Cascade Theater hat on and talk about the season that we just announced this week at our theater in Reading. We've got about 40 events that we just announced, so there's plenty to choose from, and I won't talk your ear off about all of them, but I wanted to highlight a couple things. Season starts off with the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra. Those in Ashland probably know the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra well, as they play at Shakespeare Festival every summer. They'll be joining us for a free concert June 17th at the Cascade Theater. And our main stage season kicks off on July 13th with the always favorite Boz Scaggs. Tickets are on sale to that show to everyone right now. And all the rest of the shows I'm mentioning, tickets are on sale to members, and membership starts at just $50 a year. So if you want those great front row seats, become a member today. Chris Christopherson is joining us, Brandy Carlisle, Annie DeFranco, rising superstar and JPR favorite Sturgill Simpson is making his only stop in or even near the state of Jefferson at the Cascade Theater in the fall. Aaron Neville will be joining us with a Christmas holiday show. Vicki Lawrence and her character of Mama, if you remember her from Carol Burnett,
uh-huh.
Mama's Family, joining us. Peter and Paul of Peter, Paul, and Mary are doing a concert with us, and there are numerous others. There's a free kids movie series in July. A lot going on, but tickets are on sale starting this week to members and June 17th to the general public.
And then what on that list is the first of the events?
Well, the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra is a free concert on June 17th, and the full season starts July 13th with Boz Scaggs.
Okay, all kinds of great stuff. Wow, Chris Christopherson even back on tour.
Yep, he is indeed.
All right, and you have a Holly Theater hat here, too?
I have a Holly Theater hat here, too. I wanted to mention that in our Holly Theater, which is, of course, under restoration in Medford, we have our monthly free tours tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every half hour, completely free, but do come early because the tours fill up fast. And we'd love to show you what the project looks like and what we're working on, and it's probably important that you see it sooner rather than later. We are in the final engineering and design phases. We'll be in permitting by fall and starting construction, we believe, by early next year. Now, that all assumes that we are able to raise another $800,000 to $900,000 between now and January. So it's important to get involved soon and come see this project before it's in construction and you can't.
All right, I was going to ask about that. So the tours of the Holly will not be able to continue while the construction itself is underway.
We'll probably do a few hard hat tours for major donors, but once construction really sets in full swing, it won't be practical to take folks through the theater.
Okay, busy doings at both the Cascade Theater in Reading and the Holly Theater, not yet a performance space, but certainly a tour destination in Medford. Randy, thanks so much for joining us on First Friday Arts.
Thank you very much.
All right, take it easy. You want to get another event in here and give you another plug here, too, that you can join the conversation on the Exchange. If you've got arts events coming to your community that you'd like the world to know about, let's hear it. 800-838-3760 to get in on the conversation. 800-838-3760. We want to get the stuff in by the phone, but I could not resist somebody who actually dropped one off by bicycle. Ken Silverman from Nimbus and Ashland dropped off a note saying that Nimbus will feature Ashland artists Daniel and Steph Seffinger at its First Friday event this evening, 5 to 8 in Ashland. The Seffingers make handcrafted glass pieces from small tabletop items to larger wall panels. They feature Marini pieces with hand-pulled cane as well as many other techniques. Some of the pieces take 20 hours to several weeks to complete. This will be art from the Ashland artists Daniel and Steph Seffinger at Nimbus in Ashland in the First Friday event, 5 to 8 tonight in downtown Ashland. One more call on the line here at the moment. Rick at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Yeah.
This month, it's not super exciting. We're continuing, well, it is exciting, but we're continuing 9 to 5, the musical. It's the last month for folks to see that, and that plays through July 3rd. We're moving to kind of a Wednesday through Monday schedule, so no special events in the theater on our Wednesday nights this month.
Okay. All right, so you're finished with the special events for the Wednesday, but do you have some stuff coming up in July you want to preview for us?
Yeah, we have our director coming in for Chicago, and some of our cast from 9 to 5, we have like 6 cast members who are also in that show, so the theater's going to be active again, kind of getting ready for that 13-person monstrosity that opens in July. So it's not going to be a Chicago I think that people are used to, and we're really excited about sort of getting that off the ground.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how you would stage Chicago in a space that small. The Oregon Cabaret Theater stage is not very big, and I'm just trying to figure out how you're going to do hits like He Had It Coming. With all the prisoners at the same time on that small stage.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's going to kind of explode off of the stage, and some of the jail is going to be out there in the audience. The actors are going to, like in Cabaret, they're going to kind of explode off the stage, and so those giant numbers won't just be safely on our small little stage. Part of me is also excited to see how they're going to make that happen, because the choreographer and director are going to get together and see how to make that work.
All right, sounds exciting. So that's the run-up to Chicago in July at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, and 9 to 5 runs every weekend in June, is that right? Through July 3rd?
That's correct. Closes July 3rd.
Okay, Rick, good to hear from you. Always good to hear from the folks at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland.